Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
It is Your Gig Is Showing, and it's my very great pleasure to welcome Anya Vitale into the studio. Morena.
Kia ora, Karen. Hey. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Early morning, or you'll be busy because you've got so much to do.
Yeah, it's more just, you know, it's all in the brain and you just have to kind of lay it out carefully and put your ducks in a row and shoot them one at a time.
Don't shoot them. So what Anya's
talking about. Off the list, I mean.
Off the list, that's right. And what Anya's talking about, of course, is the Cross Street Music Festival. Not just that, Anya's involved in a million things to do with the area, in a city, K Road, and around the area. Yeah. But this one's great. I love Cross Street. I love it because it's just so kind of industrial.
Yeah.
The actual street.
Yeah, I think it's been used quite a lot by the film industry, you know, for a number of years, for different, you know, films and things like that, just because of the way it looks. Yeah, it does look differently, kind of, you know, dystopia kind of.
It really does. And the fact that you can go into that car park and then walk across the walkway into the, what's the name of the food market there?
Oh, Lim Chow. But, you know, yeah, there was obviously Rendell's and, you know, like Rendell's. Back in the day, you know, a lot of film industry people used to live there. So, you know, obviously people that knew all the little parties and things like that around the area, it was one of the cool little places to go and hang out, hear poetry and, you know, music and stuff.
So, it still is.
It's got a real cool historical, you know, history as well for all of that, you know.
So for those who don't know, everyone practically knows where Cross Street is if you come into K Road, but it's Mercury Lane intersects with, what's the other end?
Is it the so you've got Canada and so it's basically Karangahape Road, you're coming down Mercury Lane and then you've got coming into Canada Street, really. Yeah, but that whole area has changed so much and obviously
we've got
the City Rail working on all of that at the moment to get the railway in there and the station. So, yeah, there's just been a lot of change, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare. Everyone's used to the nightmare now, driving around. Like, say, okay, yeah, cool. I'll just take my time. But then the other end of it is Upper Queen Street?
Oh, sorry, yeah, end of Cross Street is Upper Queen. That's the back end of the festival and then people would come in Mercury side. So, yeah. Yeah, that's just so everyone does know which way to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the stage set up at the other end?
Stage is set up kind of like where the Wilson's car park is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Mid.
So, yeah, in the mid area. I can't block the whole road. You know, people still need to kind of come and go and do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just trying to keep it a little bit low impact for the area so, you know, we don't get as many complaints.
Do you get complaints?
Yeah, you know, it's just the name of the game. You're doing something in an open area in the middle of the city, you know. So, yeah, that just comes with the territory, I guess, yeah.
I mean, really, what are they complaining about? It's going to finish at midnight.
There's always one, right?
There's always one. Oh, yeah, crazy. Come on. Enjoy the art of it. Enjoy the theatre of it. Go out.
I think for me, just putting a little bit of Poe in the area and making sure that we can still do things like that and keep it genuinely Karangahape Road, you know, in that sense of, yeah, kind of wanting to do music outside and be able to involve the culture from the area. I think that's been a really important thing for me to try and make sure we don't lose that.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, so.
And do you have to fight hard with the council to do that or are they okay?
Yeah, no, there's a lot more. Obviously, there's a lot of things happening in our environment right now that are becoming red flags for everyone. You know, that's the health and safety stuff that you need to do. So there's a lot more hoops and jumps and paperwork that you have to do to make sure that, you know, everyone's safe but also that it complies, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot more work involved probably in the last few years to get it over the line.
Okay, so the Cross Street Music Festival has been running since 2018, so it has got a history.
There's
a history building up, which is great, and it's I suppose you'd call it a street party.
Yeah, it's just a lot. It's, you know, for me, I feel like it's the only laneway street party we have in Auckland. Obviously, there's amazing ones throughout the country and, you know, Wellington does it well, you know. I feel like, it's great for Auckland to be able to do it. I just feel like, people just need to appreciate it, that it is very special and it takes a lot of work to get it to that, you know. I feel like, it's hard doing stuff in Auckland, but yeah, I feel like it's been a great ride, you know, and I do count the year that I cancelled it because it was still a year of work, you know. People need to appreciate all the behind-the-scenes work that you need to do to get it just to the stage, you know. It doesn't happen in 5 days beforehand, you know.
No, of course it doesn't. It's a year-long build-up. And looking at the gallery on your website, which is called Cross Street... What's the name? The full name of your website?
Cross Street Music Festival.
Music Festival, yeah.
.co.nz.
It's got some lovely pictures on there. And it's busy. Yeah. It's a busy, there's a lot of people coming and going. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, so. It's a really good, diverse crew of people that I feel really love music, whatever that is, because it's pretty wild what I put on there. It's not just one genre. It's everything that I like. It comes through the desk or comes through the headphones, you know, so...
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we all want to be in the same place, and so I feel like a one-stage kind of event sometimes works really well, just for people to be able to come together and connect and listen to music, and they might not like one thing and then the next thing they love, so, you know.
All right, well, let's talk about that important part of it. You've picked a few tracks for us to play this morning, and first one is from Chai.
Yeah.
This artist?
Yeah, she's amazing. I guess I've been watching her for a few years and just seeing her grow. I mean, for me, personally, in picking and curating people, I like to think of the artists that are coming in are already international stars, you know, that probably haven't made it there yet as such, but
all
we need
them.
To appreciate that. The people next to us are doing amazing stuff, you know. They're pushing it out there, and we kind of can take it a little bit for granted here that these artists, you know, because they're next to us. But the reality is, her music's, you know, pushing some boundaries, and she's, you know, collaborating with, you know, quite a few different people. So I feel like that's, you know, for us it's exciting to have her on, you know, with her Persian kind of Kiwi influence and being a hip-hop female artist right now, you know, these things are kind of things that I herald as well, you know. I just want to kind of support, you know, these artists.
And her music's featured in Inventing Anna TV show and Wellmania. Great.
Yeah.
Great
I
to
mean,
have that work
you.
As, as a, you know, a side thing, I guess, or even as a main thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And her name is Mona Sinaivis. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so what time is this act on?
We haven't put the final schedule out, but I will let you know it's around 10 o'clock here. So,
cool.
Yeah, we don't kind of treat everyone as headlines. We treat it as the curation of the day. So whenever things really feel like they're fitting in, into that curation, that's when they come in. So, yeah, it's a different kind of wild kind of curation, Cross Street.
Curation as opposed to, you know, who's top billing, who's starting at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, that person that starts at five, it's just because that's going to suit the vibe of people walking in, and that's what we want. We want to create this nice, beautiful, warm vibe, and that's why they've been chosen for that job, you know, so...
Great, okay. Yeah. I'm talking to Anya Vitale with the Cross Street Music Festival, and this is South. You told me that rapping is handsome. Gotta have passion, gotta have sassman. Gotta be G with a little bit of fashion. I be on stage and I'm making it happen. You told me that rapping is handsome. Gotta have passion, gotta have sassman. Gotta be G with a little bit of fashion. I be on stage and I'm making it happen. Look, I'm the one in the center. Make it get up, wanna adventure. Give you reason, maybe a bender. Dance all night till the sun wanna enter. Me skinny but my rhyme so fatty. Ask whoever you want, say nothing. You got to be fooling me, kidding. I don't wanna be babysitting. No main conversation, just so you're having a good time. Me no care. Me no, me no, no. We just chilling out here. Whether we dance or make our way to the mic, tap a beat, make you like what you see, make you want what you hear, make you yell from your chair, maybe clap, maybe stare, maybe move over there. Yeah, maybe move over there. You told me that rapping is handsome. Gotta have passion, gotta have sassman. I be on stage and I'm making it happen. You told me that rapping is handsome. Gotta have passion, gotta have sassman. Gotta be G with a little bit of fashion. I be on stage and I'm making it happen. Making it happen, making it count these 4 or 5 times. When I'm in the town, do it right, do it good. Do it like they're asking. What they wanna know, do they really wanna ask me? They were pretty for me, waiting for me. They were rooting for me, now they wanna take it for me. Seeing when I take off and they tutored at me. Saying calm down, don't do it homie. Homie, what you mean, homie? You never had my back like a real homie. You never had my back like a real homie. Chai and South, and playing at the Cross Street Music Festival next Saturday. It starts at 5, it goes through till midnight, and I'm here with organiser Anya Vitale, who's telling us all about it. Well, who else is on the lineup, Anya?
Yeah, so it's a pretty diverse mix of, you know, there's a bit of live music, but obviously we've got our DJs. We've got a very special Rave Cave, which I've just finally
Rave
signed
Cave.
Off yesterday, which is like, yay! It's a little driveway that we have on Cross Street that people can go up to and rave. It's like a little black kind of corridor with spray painted and a bit rough from over the years of, you know, tenancy, but yeah, it's a fun little spot for people to go and let off some steam. Yeah.
Well, like Rave Cave.
It's
what
called
do you
the
mean?
Rave Cave.
Like you can just start raving.
You can just go in there and have a good old dance, you know, let it off. Yeah, so.
Right.
Yeah, so we've. I hope you've
cleaned it up beforehand. It might be a bit smelly.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's the charm of it, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I guess it is. Don't go in bare feet.
No.
Right.
Yeah, so the lineup this year, obviously, Chai, and then we've got Who Shot Scott, Karu and Brand Shiraz, Seamouse, Lips, Arden England, Blake, Mammalian, Dateline, Big Sur, Little Bok Choy, Nogami, and then Alija, Stevie Oxton, and we've got our amazing MC, Nariki, who's done the last 2 years for us, so yeah,
that's a big lineup.
It feels big, but obviously we don't have much time to fit all this in,
yeah.
So that's why it's quite fast paced.
Quick changeover of the stage.
Oh, yeah, no, I got the telling off yesterday, but from Bob Frisbee. You know,
oh, is Bob helping?
Bob's the man on my job, so
oh,
he's
nice.
Been here since day one.
Oh,
and,
good on you, Bob.
Yeah,
what a,
he's
what
a community
legend.
Worker. He's definitely a legend, that boy. So he's always on board and helps to curate and make sure that our production and everything is tight, you
oh,
know, with the Rock Factory, yeah.
Spot so, on.
Yeah, so that's it. And obviously just making sure that our changeovers and things like that and the artists are comfortable and we make sure that they get a really good show, even though they might only be on for 25, 35 minutes max. But they get looked after, so, yeah.
I love the way you talk about manaaki and how to make people feel comfortable, and you actually, your aunties have put together some dal for the artists.
Yeah, it kind of started out, I guess, from day one, that they just really wanted to help out in any way, and obviously, you know, working the door and doing other things, I had all those roles filled, and they're like, well, what can we do the food? And I was like, sure. So, you know, out came the dal and the, you know, Korean potatoes and the, you know, because I said, you know, vegetarian food or vegan food is sometimes not always available, or especially 7, 8 years ago and stuff. So, yeah, they just ended up doing that. But then it was such a hit and, you know, it was always kind of a sellout out the back.
Right, that's out the back. But what about for the punters? Is there any, what's the catering? Is there
nice.
Anywhere you can
yeah.
go and get food?
So we've got four food trucks this year. We've got P-Day, like wood-fired pizzas and taco truck. And what else have we got? We've got kebabs and things like that. And, yeah, there's heaps of food coming. So,
and there's drinks too. You can get a beer.
Yeah, so look... Waipu Brewery, McLeod's has been with us for the last 7 years from day dot as well, and they're really behind what we're doing, and we've just seen their brand growing, you know, with ours as well, and they really are so excited every year to come, and
Neat.
They bring their kegs down, they bring their boys down, and they just, you know, they have such a great time. So yeah, we've got beer on site, and then Scapegrace is a new sponsor for the last 3 years, but they just love our brand and they love our grittiness, you know, of just serving up, you know, good Kiwi tucker and the beers and drinks. So, yeah, it's all, everything on site is New Zealand made, and that's kind of like, that's
Love
where
it.
I'm going with this, you know. This is about what's here and what's good, you know, around us.
And we've had such glorious weather. Have you projected 7 days ahead to see what it's going to be like?
Yeah, it's changing every day. One day it's, you know, raining at 4, one day it's not raining. It's like, yeah, but to be honest, yeah, it's going to be fine. It's not really an area where... You're in between two buildings. If you get a bit of rain, I'll just maybe chuck some lasers out. But I don't think so. I think we're looking at a pretty good fine day, to
Hasn't
be honest.
It been a
yeah.
wonderful summer?
It has been. I've been swimming so much. Yeah.
So nice.
So good.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just shoot over to Takapuna or wherever, and I've been at Tafanui as well. So, yeah, that's been really beautiful, just
yeah.
being able to have those breaks. Yeah.
All right, let's play Seamouse on the subject of water and the ocean, although, you know, just,
yeah,
just
I've been
name.
Trying to get them for 3 years, so I'm very, very happy to have them on this year. If you haven't seen them, they're incredible live, insane live.
Okay, Sea Mouse and Side B, track one on your gig is showing, the Cross Street Music Festival, which is on next Saturday in Cross Street in the city.
1, 2, 3, 4. I sing it right from the heart. A little sonnet and it's playing in your local mini-mart. I want it blasting out the speakers apart. I want to make a song and dance for you. Yes, it's true, oh. Flip that record over. Side B, track one. Turn the knobs to 10. Hit the loud button and then watch that record go round. Drop the needle in the groove and then you hear my fleet of special sound. Cause you're the one that make my heart start to pound. I wanna make a song and dance for you. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you. Strong, cause I want them back in the space. So even when you're dead and gone of you, there will still be a trace. Transmit my baby through the radio waves. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you. I'm gonna make a song and dance, little baby, now for you.
All right, that's Sea Mouse and Side B, track one. That's actually the name of the track. I'm here with Anya Vitale for Your Gig Is Showing, and we're talking about the Cross Street Music Festival, which is on in the city, in Cross Street, parallel to Kay Road, Mercury Lane, Upper Queen Street, the other end.
Yeah.
And it's on next Saturday, starts at 5 p.m. I've got a couple of questions for you here, Anya, from the from people listening. Out of interest, people live on Cross Street and there are small businesses there. How does that work? Business still open and residents get to go for free?
Yeah, I mean, basically businesses are open. We don't shut any businesses in the road closure, and residents should have received a notification from us about 2 weeks ago in a mail drop or email, and if they haven't, they need to get in touch with me on Instagram, Cross Street Music Festival, if they can. And yeah, we definitely give tickets to anyone that lives on Cross Street, so yeah, that's been put out every year. So yeah,
that's nice. Definitely. What businesses are down there?
Well, there's a variety of businesses. Obviously, there's the back end of Lim Chow, and then you've got access to the businesses as well on Karangahape.
Of course.
You've got Wilson's Car Park, and obviously, you know, you've got those walkways, and those are going directly to businesses. So maybe if they walked across Cross Street, you know, between 5 and, say, 12, they wouldn't be able to gain access, but there's access.
Okay, most of the other time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really shut any businesses down as such on the street, and there's still access from Upper Queen Street to, you know, there's a restaurant there, and you know, Miller's is open the day, so some of them are trading in the day, which doesn't really impact them at all. Yeah.
So you've thought about everything.
Yeah.
Busy mind.
Yeah.
This says Anya on the B, respect. That's from J-U-B-T. Not sure how you'd say that.
Thank you.
Right. So tickets, all right. So how many – Cross Street is not an enormous street, so how many people can actually fit in there with the stage halfway down?
Yeah, look, I think in our biggest year, I think 2021, we probably had a capacity of about 900 people, but that was over the whole day. So I think filling it's probably, yeah, about 600-700, max 800 really. Yeah, but people come and go, you know, they might want to see something earlier. And we had the Bats playing a few years back and everyone just arrived, you know, at like 9:30, you know, for them. So it just depends on the lineup as to when we might get a big crowd in or when people might leave.
So. Come and go, which is good. So, yeah, people just come and go as they please. Yeah. So tickets, early bird tickets have sold and there are, I think even the...
Yeah, so we
there was another release that's gone too, hasn't it?
Yeah, those have gone. They are limited releases because we do, you know, we're mindful that we can't fit heaps of people in the street. So, but we always do a early bird and, you know, low wage and low, you know, kind of income ticket. Those have all gone, but we've got the buy two tickets and you get one free, which basically brings it down to $55, which is ridiculous for this lineup. But, you know, we just want to make sure everyone's there. And there's always one person that's a bit slack, you know, getting their ticket, or they don't, you know, they don't have the funds right now. So
are you
great.
That one person
and that's,
who's
you
a
know,
bit slack right now?
We understand. We understand how well our crews work, you know, on getting to these events. So it's a great way of being able to pick up someone too. So, you know, buy two tickets and bring a mate, you know, that you get that third ticket free. Yeah.
Right, and you go to your website to do that?
Yeah, just go to crossstreetmusicfestival.co.nz.
Righto, crossstreetmusicfestival.co.nz.
And it's street with ST, not the whole
not
word.
Not the whole word. Okay, good. And here's a text for you, Anya. Anya Vitale is giving amazing opportunities for New Zealand artists. Respect.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So, wonderful lineup. The night is going to be full of joy.
It's out of this world. That's the theme. So if you want to come dressed, that's fine. If you don't, you're going to be out of this world anyway by the time you get halfway through the show.
Did you say dressed?
Dressed if you want.
Right.
Please come
or
dressed.
Nude. Right. Yeah, right.
Dress up if you want to. Yeah, the theme is out of this world. So, yeah, we've just got a little
bit
of stuff.
Oh, I see. The theme is out of this world. Okay, good. As long as it's not a $2 costume that you just then chuck in the trash.
No. And I think that's the thing around that area. Everyone's very respectful. There's so many, like, amazing shops to go on, you know, buy your stuff. There's, you know, so go along Karangapi Road and also support the businesses on the area as well and pop in there and, you know, buy yourself something at the Sally's or something, you know, that's the one. Yeah, just, you know, you don't need to go and get something, you know, flashy. This is not what it's about. Just come and be you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming along, telling us about the show next week. Cross Street Music Festival starts at 5. Tickets available, ST Music Festival.
.co.nz. Thanks, Karen.
We're going to end with Karu and Brand Shiraz, another artist playing, DJ and...
Yeah, DJ producer. Karu has just done the Boiler Room recently and it was wild. He's amazing. This boy's going far. And Brand Shiraz as well as an MC, definitely worthy to come and check them out.
What time
they are
on?
Between 11 and 12. So please, right. The final schedule is not out, but that is going to be something to come and check out for sure. Yeah.
Thanks so much and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. I've got a little present for you too.
Have you?
Oh, wow. It's not a giveaway. It's a little T-shirt from one of the artists that we work with a lot of artists in the area too.
I love
it. You know, we promote artists and photographers and everyone in the area, so... Yeah.
Are these available on the day?
No.
Oh, these are really special.
There's some limited T-shirts available on the day, but we just do small runs, and if people want one, they just can message us and say, hey, we'd like one of them.
I wish I could describe it. It's just so fantastic. Like a devil...
That was our carnival theme that we did a few years
carnival
ago.
Carnival theme, right, yeah. Cool. It's just amazing. Thank you so much. And thanks for coming in. And I look forward to hearing more about what went on Saturday night. If I can make it down there, I will.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to go with Karu and Brand Shiraz. Thanks, Anya.
Thanks, Karen.
Yo, listen. Hey, this track, yeah. You see this rhythm? Hey, you might have cracked it, I swear. Because you see, Garrick is not just a sound or a genre. Bro, it's a feeling. It's going to make men feel nice.
My thing iconic. Guess I'm more, I got 5 on it.
Karu and Brand Shiraz are playing at the Cross Street Music Festival next Saturday.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.